Hello.
Hello.
Hello. This is DipsoCast number.
Oh, I love those numbers.
Yes, and we're here in the White Horse.
Yeah,
that was my phone. The White Horse in Sorbybridge, very pleasant and quiet pub.
Yes, I'm drinking beer.
Yes, we're actually drinking a southern beer.
Is it a southern beer?
Yes, it's our southern.
Right.
Although I see nothing about it that suggests that it's a poof.
No.
So it is purely southern.
It's a proud beer, isn't it?
It's not poofy. It's London Pride.
Mm. London Pride, yes. A song by Noel Coward.
And a beer by Fuller's.
Fuller's, yes.
London,
yeah.
And it's, you know, if nothing else, it's getting me more drunk.
Yes, I'm agreeably drunk in my case.
Soup, broccoli, fruit, grapefruit, pineapple. No, that's the wrong side.
Yeah,
there we go.
You should use a different piece of paper rather than your shopping list now.
I've been writing down what people have been tweeting us.
That's almost like an old Cannon and Ball sketch, isn't it?
I am humbled that you suggest I could aspire to such greatness.
Go on, be Christian. Go on, be a born-again Christian. Sounds like Jesus is good.
Well, he is.
Yeah,
good and dead.
Good and dead. Mouldering. Mouldering in his
Mouldering, he's long gone mouldering. He's fucking dust.
Yeah, that's it. Unless he went into some sort of...
Jesus is dust.
Tomb. Yeah.
And it would be sacrilege to disturb him, therefore I never dust.
No. Thank you, Quentin Crisp. Now, Karen.
Now, Jack, Biner.
Bino.
Bino, Bino, Bono.
Can't read your own writing, though.
No, well, I never can.
Jack Binoculars.
Yes, Mr. JB.
Yeah.
As I like to call him. says, where is the oddest place you've ever been for a drink? Now, I've never been to anywhere that peculiar, specifically, deliberately to have a drink, but I've been and had drinks in some odd places.
Yes, I think I've been... Some of the oddest places I've had drinkings in have been with you.
Some of the oddest places I've been drinking in... I've been in Scotland whilst I've been doing field trips.
Scotland, eh?
Have you ever been to the north coast of Scotland?
No.
Never do.
No, I won't.
By Christ, it's cold.
That sounds awful.
It's cold and there's nothing there.
Are there rocks there? Do you enjoy your rocks?
Well, I dare say there might have been rocks there, but I it's the only occasion I ever wussed out from going to see a rock.
Really?
Because that's how cold I was. Mm. And even once I got up there, I bought myself, after the first day...
Yeah.
And this was, like, bitter cold. This is cold like I'd never felt before.
Nad crunching the cold.
You know, and I live in Yorkshire, but...
Yeah, well, yeah.
First day, nasty. Second day, got myself, like, a nice little woolen hat, some gloves. Wore every layer that I had with me and still went out freezing. Freezing to my very marrow.
No, funny lot.
And we'd stopped briefly for lunch, just off the coast, by a farmhouse. And there was a collie, a nice little dog there. Taken a shine to me, because I was the only person that hadn't eaten my sandwiches already.
Aww.
So whilst everybody else in the entire group of my degree in geology course went off to see these rocks that had been smeared in an obscure and obscene way, I lay in this little hollow away from the wind with this dog clamped to me that I was only keeping there by continually feeding it my corned beef sandwiches.
So you would say that was your original hot dog.
Yes.
Hot dog.
No, I'd never say that. That's weak.
Would it be trite and weak, do you think?
Yeah, that's poor. Stay poor.
Do you think that would be one of those Armstrong and Miller sketch shows?
Very, very feasible.
Yeah. Of course, if I know anybody who's in those sketch shows... Brilliant sketch shows, those fucking amazing.
I did have lots of drinks whilst I was up there, and being inside in the coldest place I've ever been, in a conservatory,
yeah,
whilst this very happy English barman was serving us cocktails.
Oh.
All merrily drunk. Yeah, that was quite odd.
That was good.
What about you? You must have been odd drinking places.
I have been drunk in many odd places, but sadly, the oddness of the place is equally proportional to the as drunk as I am. If you know, sometimes I'm drinking very ordinary places that I find odd. But I think the most odd place I've ever got drunk was climbing up a hillside with you.
Oh.
It was called Penigent.
Oh, right. Oh, God, yes.
It was in the Yorkshire Dales.
Oh, well, this yeah. Can I tell this story?
Yeah, you do that.
Because I'd gone up to... I'd organised this entire weekend.
Yep, you had.
A group of mates, and we'd said, oh, we'll go up for the weekend, and we'll do some walking, and we'll have some nice beer in some good pubs. And I went up on the Friday. And on the Friday afternoon, myself and our friend Richard and Jenny tried to walk up Penigent, this hill.
Yeah.
And we got about two-thirds of the way up, and it suddenly became overcast and very ominous, and we fucked off back to the pub. And it chucked it down just before we got back, and we didn't manage to get up there.
Mm.
But we stayed in the pub, and you lot turned up, and we had lots and lots and lots and lots of beers. Then we went back to your tent, which I seem to remember as being a sort of canvas castle.
It was very Kubla Khan.
The largest one-man tent I've ever seen. It's the only one-man tent I've ever been in where it was a significant walk from the entrance to where you slept.
Well, that's what the butler's quarters. He had to stay somewhere. And finally, I'm not having him with me.
But we'd taken a load of bottles of Wicked, I believe, back with us from the pub.
Yes.
And then decided it was a really, really good idea to attempt this hill again, because it had suddenly become clear, and walked up it. And we got almost to the top. When you freaked out for some reason.
Well, no, what happened is I'd been working all day. I'd then decided to do the mistaken thing of trying to catch up with everybody drinking. Which meant I hurled about 4 or 5 pounds down my neck in about 5 minutes. Then I had some vodka, and then I had some scotch. And then I decided I was going to attend this hill with you guys. And sadly, that amount of beer and no sort of other liquid during the day. It was a bad idea. I was massively dehydrated. Massively. The word is massively is understated in this thing. I was turning into a husk of a man. And we decided to climb up this big hill.
It was a perfectly reasonable idea at the time.
As we were getting up the hill, I began to get really, really thirsty. You know, thirsty where your head is so headachy and your mouth is so dry that you can hardly speak. It's because your tongue is sticking to the roof of your mouth.
I'm not sure I've ever been there, but I'll take your word.
Yes.
Because you did look quite ill.
It's a very bad situation. Of course, my immediate response to that was to try and find liquid. Now, I turned to Tom and said, oh, have you got anything to drink? And he went, yeah. And he handed me a hip flask of whiskey.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. Which doesn't really do the trick, you know, when you're in that sort of state.
Well, it did it for me.
So I ended up thinking about whatever basic training I'd ever had in survival. And all the grass nearby was, of course, there was a mist coming down quite heavily. And before we even got to the top, it was already getting quite foggy, if you remember. Of course, that meant that there was dew forming on the grass on the way up. So I was running my hand through the grass and licking it off my hand. I was getting the water off those bits of grass, licking it off. It was stinging my hand on stinging nettles, because I was licking nettles, getting the water off. And we got nearly to the top, and by that point, it was you couldn't see the top, because it was all horribly, horribly.
But we could have got there.
You could have got there, but you probably wouldn't have been able to get down.
It was only about 15 minutes off the top walking.
Yeah, but you, getting down again would have been a tricky, horrible, dangerous thing.
Whilst I was sipping out of my hip flask, you know, if But if for no other reason, just to try and blank out the whining from Martin.
There was no whining. I'm never a whiner. I'm merely a sort
there
of.
There must have been
quiet.
A significant amount of whining, otherwise we wouldn't have gone back down without reaching the summit.
No, I think I said this isn't a good idea. We're getting near the top now, and frankly, if we were to go to the top, we would have to stay there. And I think one of our friends said, "Yeah, let's all stay at the top." No. At that particular point, I said, "No, I want to go back to my comfy, huge tent with its butler, its small fireplace, you know, its drinks cabinet, and I don't want to go to the top of a mountain and lay there and be freeze to death." So we decided to head back down. Of course, on the way back down, I then questioned you on what the local terrain was like, and because you mapped the area as a geologist.
I had been there for a good 8 weeks over the summer of 1995, and I know every inch of that particular hill.
Yeah, so I said, "Oh, look over there, there's sheep." And you said, "No."
Yeah, because quite rightly I said, "No, that's not sheep, that's limestone."
Yeah, and then the sheep walked away, to which I said, "No, there's a sheep." And you said...
"No, they're moving limestone."
Exactly.
I stand by that to this day.
So if you're ever in the Yorkshire Dales near... was it Horton in Ribblesdale?
Horton in Ribblesdale, yeah.
Yeah, and you see sheep moving about the fields.
Moving boots, yeah, so there's just moving limestone.
Moving limestone. Rocky, rocky joy.
But the amusing end to that weekend saga... Mm. Is that myself and Rick the day after?
Yeah.
Because we only had two cars and not enough people.
Yes.
Because some had come by train.
Come by train.
And so the ones in cars pootled off the next town over the hill. And yeah. And Rick decided to walk.
Yes.
And
yes.
We'd intended to walk round the hill, which was Ingleborough, to Ingleton. And given Rick's fantastic map reading, we walked right over the fucking top of it.
Yes, you did, and I was in a lovely pub.
So within 2 days, I tried to go up a particular hill twice and failed both times, and then ended up going to the top of one I was trying to go round. Which is just a little fucking annoying.
Yeah. The next story that we're going to tell you about, this particular getting drunk in strange places... really sort of is very sort of self-indulgent, because we're going to be talking about somebody who has a particular name.
Lord, somebody who has a name?
Yeah, they have a name called Richard Sunderland.
No, well, he was sort of mentioned in the last one, but...
No, well, it doesn't matter. Yeah.
Go on.
Yeah, well, Mr. Richard Sunderland was walking up the hill with Tom. Oh. And I was in the pub with another Richard Sunderland.
Oh, God, yes.
Who received a phone call... basically asking to speak to a Richard Sunderland. And said, "Yes, I'm Richard Sunderland." And it turned out there was yet another Richard Sunderland in that pub. So within 5 or 6 minutes of that phone call, there were three Richard Sunderlands in the same place, which I think is probably some sort of strange Doctor Who-style paradox.
It is one of those bizarre things where if it was in a sitcom, you'd sort of go, "Ha, ha, ha, that's quite funny, but it's a bit contrived." And yet... when it actually happens.
Yeah.
You can't blame.
Just a bit odd. Well, what's the next thing on our list of things to talk about?
Well, how do we... I don't know who sent this, but how do we sell England as a tourist attraction to odd types abroad, i.e. Easter Island?
Oh, so...
like Easter Island.
Easter Island?
I don't know whether that means how do we sell it like Easter Island...
Okay.
...to types abroad, or how do we sell it to Easter Islanders?
Yes, well, that's a strange one. I mean, I can... What, I do find that a lot of people in the South have big faces.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't go there that often.
I don't know what it is. It's something about being in London. There are a lot of people with very big heads. I think it's something about being from the South. That your head is very, very big. And I don't think it means that you've got a capacious brain. I believe that it is that you've just got a very big head to deal with the fact that you're living in a very stressy, tight... place. So I suppose that's a bit like the Easter Island, which has big faces.
Mm. So when you're talking about people down south, you mean they're cerebral rather than just cunt?
Yeah, well, I don't think they're cerebral, let's face it.
Well, it's one or the other.
Yeah, no, I was merely...
If you're saying they're big-headed.
I was suggesting that they had big faces to deal with stress, not just
big faces, not big heads.
Yeah, you know, the big faces have to deal with stress. Their brains are very small. That's why they're living there. Yeah, let's face it, if they had big brains, they'd be living in places with lots of space. Where they could stretch out and go...
Like this?
Yeah.
Like West Yorkshire.
West Yorkshire. Full of space.
Cheap houses, clean air, cheap beer.
Yes. One or two cunts, but really not too bad.
But that's the point. One or two is not bad for someone who's been living in London.
No, exactly. You've got most of London, really, haven't you? Good guy. Well. So, yes, so how would we sell it, though, to foreigners? I think that's what it's saying.
I don't think we need to.
No.
I mean, look, yeah, we were talking earlier on about the royal wedding. That sells our country to abroad. You know, you might whine, you know, and I mean this seriously to anyone who's listening, and specifically to you and fucking Wilson, but...
It was not
you. You might whine about the royal family and how much we pay for them, but basically, something like the royal wedding that was seen by, you know, billions around the globe, that does it for us. We pay a tiny, tiny, tiny amount out of all of our taxes each year to them. And then once every 15 years or so, they do something like that that just keeps the tourists flooding in like stupid zombies.
But
why? What better argument could you have for why we need the Royal Family than that?
Surely they should do it every month, though. If you during the summer period, I mean that's top peak period. You want to really, and you want them to move. You want it to move around the country so that it spreads it out.
You try for them doing something too often, you get it's a royal knockout.
Yeah.
You don't push it too far.
I want to see the royals getting angry when they're told that they're a bunch of cunts, it's a royal knockout. Do you remember old Prince Edward? Oh, how cross he got with the press. Ooh, he was cross. We'll get them before he married a woman who then had her own media agency to sort him out. But yes, it's
I thought you were going to say baby for a second.
Have they actually produced a side anything, those two?
Yes.
Have they? Oh, what did they call it?
The something of something.
Right, the something of something.
Yeah, see, the insignificance of Sussex.
The stick of the dump.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll do.
It's so far down the line that it's...
It's so far down the line that it's making windows out of jars.
Oh, dear. Although, I love the way we've sort of managed to get ourselves back to the King Ralph-esque... Royal lineage theme that we were on the thing that you...
The SoundCloud. We did a SoundCloud of these tonight. It's on my own personal SoundCloud page, so you might have to put the word Martin Wolfenden into it, but I can't remember exactly what the...
I'm sure you can find it.
The doodaddies.
And finally, we have to talk about, suggested by Howley T, who is, what's her face?
Misha Anker.
Misha, I can never remember. Sorry,
yeah,
Misha.
What's her face, Misha Anker?
I'm so dim, I really can't get people that have two names. but she suggested we talk about my left breast.
Well, I think we should. I think we should all talk about our left breasts. I think they're great things.
Yeah. Well, mine, personally, apart from it being... a little too large, which I'm doing my best to work on. It's got a suspicious mole on the left hand side, with a couple of hairs sticking out of it, and some of those old wispy ones that are around the nipply area. What's it called? The Oreo.
Yes.
I know it's got far too many vowels in to be a proper word.
Yes.
But yeah, it feels quite nice. We had a hell of a lot to drink tonight.
Yes.
This afternoon and tonight.
Yes.
When did you come around? About 5 o'clock?
Yeah, it wasn't late, was it?
So we've been drinking since 5 and it's about 11 now.
Yeah.
And yet, I can still feel it when I tweak.
I can't.
Yeah. And so, I think that's a good thing in a nipple.
Yes. Well,
even after a hell of a lot of booze, I can still be aroused. Yeah. By my nipple. So, Mine is fine.
I'll speak about mine. Because I have weird nipples. I've spoken about my nipples before, maybe on a gentleman's review. They are actually have no feeling at all. They are numb. Yeah. I never.
That's cancer, isn't it?
No, it's a very rare condition apparently.
Yeah.
I have been told when there's no. They're essentially just bits. It feels if you were to run your.
So if I grab hold of both of them now and go like.
Somebody has tried that at a party once.
That right, you, no reaction at all.
No reaction at all.
I twisted them pretty damn hard. Then.
If you were to run your hand along my chest and then go over the nipple, there would be no difference in feeling between that nipple and the rest of the chest.
Now, if you were in bed,
with
a young man, or an old man, or a middle-aged man, I don't know.
Just
imagine
something with
you
were
in bed and. He was running his finger erotically across your chest and crossed the nipple. Hmm. Would you freak out, thinking that for a second he wasn't there?
No, because the sensitivity of the nipple is no different to the surrounding area.
Ah, so it's not that it's numb, it's just there's
no
extra.
No, that's
that's the worst kind of nipple. you have such... Such bad genes.
It has just no other. It's not. It's merely. It's kind of like nice when somebody does that. But no.
Do you know whether it's your mother or your father that you get this terrible affliction from?
I'm not going to try
you
that.
You really should go poke them in the chest. And the only way you get different reaction between nip and off nip, punch in the face.
I do come from a long line of alcoholics. That could probably. Explain it, really. I don't know. I don't know why.
Rather than genetics, it's just.
But my
the little strand of your DNA that defines nipple nipple nerves that just waved a little white flag over the earth for no apparent reason.
Bye bye. But yeah, if I was to describe my left nipple, is it my left or my right?
It's your left.
My left. I would say that the quick and never eat shred of wheat. Yes. I never eat shredded wheat. I do like shredded wheat.
Who does eat shredded?
It's lovely shredded wheat, but I don't eat it.
It's all
right. I would say from the southeastern quadrant of my left nipple, there's a mole. A little mole. I don't mean an animal. I mean the.
We've all got moles.
I mean a sort of melanoma. So that's the only distinguishing.
Is it a mole, or is it a skin tag?
No, it's a mole. It's actually brown, and it's not like hanging off. I've got loads of skin tags. My God.
I've got one at the moment, and it took me back years.
Yeah.
Back to sort of 1997, when I was living with another friend of ours. But there's a thing at the moment under my arm.
Yeah.
I've got an armpit skin tag dangler.
Ah.
Which is not a nice thing to talk about, I appreciate, but, you know. Go with it. You decided to listen. You should know by now the sort of
thing in the
subjects
world.
That we go on about. But back then, I had a particularly barren patch, sex-wise.
Was that your elbow? Was it...
No. Just oh, right, generally, okay. With my knob.
Yeah.
And my friends were discussed this in my absence. And decided this was Rick and Duncan.
Oh, right, yes. Ah.
That it was obviously my body reacting to the fact that I stood so little chance of getting a shag that it was trying its best to reproduce aesthetically. not in a particularly pretty way, but asexually.
Ah.
And so I was trying to bud off an extra meat under my arm. And I've got another one now.
That's quite nice. That's quite, you were in a stable, honest relationship at the moment.
Yeah, so it sort of suggests that their theory back then wasn't right.
Yeah, I see.
It was no less a good theory.
No. I have one where my belt meets my waist, because back in the old days, it's a time a belt didn't think about it. Nowadays, of course, because I've got a big belly, my belt digs into a certain point just below the navel. And now there's a little skin tag there, which was, for a while, a little blister. It's then turned into a lump. It's then turned into a skin tag. It's like sort of flat and flops around. So, anybody else out there who've got one of these, why don't you just send us a photograph of it?
Yeah, send us a picture of your little skin tags. And, we'll laugh at them.
We can't put them anywhere, because the Dipsycast doesn't have that sort of thing on the website. It could be there, but the fact is that the Dipsocast is a very drunken podcast. You've got to imagine that I'm very drunk when I put these up. So,
well, aren't you?
No, I'm hungover usually. Yeah. Which means that equally, I'm going to be lazy and not put anything up that people send me.
Oh, God, you've just reminded me of hangovers.
Ah, hangovers.
You suck.
Yeah. I think we're getting to the end of this particular Dipsycast, so I want to start plugging stuff. I want to plug the most recent Dab and Tench, which of course is available at www.thegentlemanreview.com/DT.
Yes, I've listened to that. I never miss it.
Yeah. I'd also like to plug the most recent Gentleman's Review, which, funnily enough, is at the www.thegentlemansreview.com. And you should really listen to this.
Aren't they all available on iTunes?
They are.
Well, there you go.
There we go. But if you want to go away from iTunes right now, and you want to see a different website, why don't you go to www.thegentlemansreview.com /Dipsocast. Just look on iTunes for the spelling.
Ah, well, that's your lot. Shall we have some more beer?
I think we should have some more beer. And we'll leave them with the sounds of the pub while we're playing the end titles. Yeah.